what they call a rick. They build it.
Well,
come on, he knows there. He knows me.
Hello.
And Bobby, give us some information here. This Bob, he farmed
my
place.
I met him a while ago, yeah.
I don't see why you didn't ask him instead of me.
Well, I'll tell you, because you probably have a good many more years on you than he
has. Well, I do have. I do have more. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I'm not up to date on everything.
Well, now, that's just it. I don't want up to date. I want way back.
Way back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, tell me, in this, you only had the one shape of the haystack. You didn't have another big oblong.
Yes,
one.
Yes, we had ricks. Sometimes we'd build them 20, 24 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And 10 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And we'd build them up and then top them out and have a V-shape on, a V-shape on top so the turn water. We'd draw it in, as we call it. After you got ready to top it out, well, we'd draw it in like a V-shape and
I
and then make it turn water.
This,
well, that's yeah. Neighbors, that's not mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, where'd you keep chickens?
The hen house.
Uh-huh. And, when you just keep one hen and maybe the chicks separate in a smaller container, what would you call that?
I would call that a chicken coop.
Uh-huh. Would this, about how big would it be?
Oh, it'd be about 2.5 feet square, maybe. Sometimes we'd have a flat roof on them so they'd turn water, and have a little door to take the put the hen in and out.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a while ago. I think you mentioned. I don't know. Did you mention where you would keep? Oats and
oats, we keep oats and wheat in the granary and soybeans in the granary.
Uh-huh.
And rye or whatever you had or barley. Grain that was combined.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about farther back than combine.
Well, we had a binder then earlier. We had a binder before we got the combine. We had a binder that cut the wheat and bound it in bundles with twine. Tied with twine, and then we had shockets, about 12 bundles in a shock, and put a cap or two on. Then before that, they had the cradle. I don't remember not the cradle, only I've seen a few men use them. I never used one myself. You'd cradle them. Cradle, you know what a scythe looks like?
Yes.
Well, a cradle has a much longer blade than a scythe, and it had fingers on it to catch the grain. And you had to be smart enough to keep the point of that blade out of the ground and catch your grain on them fingers. Then you'd pull it back and that'd let the grain off and the man would come behind and bind it with straw.
Uh-huh. That'd take some trick.
Well, that's a slow business and hard work.
How about back in your father's farm? Did you have that then?
No. Since I can remember, we had a dropper before we had a binder. They cut it and that come after the cradle. The binder, the dropper come after, it looked good like a mower, only it had a something that platform on it right behind the sickle bar. And they had a sweep that would come around and push that off on the ground behind, and they'd have to pick that up and bind. They'd have to bind behind the dropper, like they did the cradle.
Hmm. Before you, I don't know. Did you always sweep your